The Church of God the Eternal presents a message by Mr. John Brisby for the night to be much observed, April 22nd, 2016.
It's a real pleasure to address all of you on this special evening, the beginning of the 7-day Feast of Unleavened Bread. We've gathered together in designated places to keep what is called the night to be much observed. It is the beginning of the 7-day feast. We should have put all of our leavening out before the sun set this evening, and now we are here to fulfill God's command to celebrate the beginning of this 7-day feast. Last evening, we saw that it was the Creator God of the Old Testament who became our Savior, Jesus Christ. The very same being, the same yesterday, today, and forever, He's never changed in His thought, His orientation, His purpose. It's been consistent from the very initiation of the master plan and is still being carried out perfectly. This God used ancient Israel, a physical nation, as an example to show us how that work is being conducted. He saved ancient Israel physically from death and destruction to symbolize His greater work with all of mankind, to save us from annihilation. So, we understand that the Passover physically was manifested by God sparing the Israelites from the wrath of a death angel that was sent and killed the firstborn in the land of Egypt. We understand that then 24 hours later, they walked out of Egypt with a high hand, with the blessings and the special protections of God, and all of that has a lot to do with what we are doing tonight. So let's look at some of those examples. Exodus 3, verses 6 through 10, here is where God again commissioned Moses to go down and to be the instrument through whom He would deliver Israel. Exodus 3, verse 6, "Moreover, He said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Eternal said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large, and to a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites." Verse 9, "Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." So it was a work of redemption. It was a physical work to redeem a physical people, and they certainly then were spared. How did this powerful God, this loving God, the I Am, how did He accomplish this work originally through this preparatory nation? Exodus 12, we'll read, as traditionally we do, verses 21 through 42 very quickly, just to rehearse the original type of the salvation of Israel and its meaning for us. Exodus 12, verse 21, "Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, Draw out and take you a lamb according to your families and kill the Passover. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin and strike the lintel in the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning. For the Eternal will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Eternal will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you." And ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and in thy sons forever. And it shall come to pass, when you be come to the land which the Eternal will give you according as he hath promised, that you will keep this service." So we kept that Passover service last night, a perpetual reminder of our covenant with Jesus Christ, our Savior. Verse 27, "that ye shall say, it is the sacrifice of the Eternal's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses. And the people bowed the head and worshipped." Verse 28, "and the children of Israel went away and did as the Eternal had commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. And it came to pass that at midnight the Eternal smote all the firstborn of the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle," meaning all of their livestock. "And Pharaoh rose up in the night, and he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, rise up and get you forth from among my people, both ye and the children of Israel, and go serve the Eternal as you have said. Also take your flocks and your herds as you have said, and be gone. Bless me also." The Egyptians were urgent upon the people that they might send them out of the land in haste, for they said, "We be all dead men." And the people took their dough before it was leavened, their kneading troughs being bound up in their clothes upon their shoulders. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. And the Eternal gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required. And they spoiled the Egyptians. Verse 37, "and the children of Israel journeyed from Ramesses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot that were men besides children. And a mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds, even very much cattle. And they baked unleavened cakes of the dough which they brought forth out of Egypt, for it had not leavened, because they were thrust out of Egypt and could not tarry, neither had they prepared for themselves any victual." Verse 40, "now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day, it came to pass that all the host of the Eternal went out from the land of Egypt." It is a night to be much observed to the Eternal for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Eternal to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generations. And so here we are in our generation, continuing to remember, to memorialize this incredible miracle that God performed to save a vulnerable, weak, and helpless people from a mighty enemy, an oppressor. They had no power of themselves to be saved, but they had a Savior who brought them out in miraculous fashion. They were not offered salvation spiritually, however, only a physical respite from the torment of men. And yet it pictured something much more significant, monumental, the salvation being offered to the entire human family. This same God who saved Israel physically is going to release all nations from slavery in the day that he comes to rule as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In the meantime, it is you and me that have had the opportunity to be a part of the first fruits of that work and to have communion with him now. And especially by fulfilling his commands to keep Sabbaths and holy days like we're doing now, as we honor him on this high holy day of unleavened bread, which has just begun. In closing, 1 Timothy 2, verses 3 through 6. 1 Timothy 2, verse 3, "for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved." It is his desire They're free moral agents. You and I are free moral agents. He's not going to force us. But it is his desire to offer it and for us to accept it and us to receive it. Who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth? For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ, who gave himself a ransom for all, the I Am, who made himself a sacrificial lamb, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. So he's been testified already to you. And you are the ones, the very few on the face of the earth at this time in history, who have an opportunity to show him the respect that he deserves. So on this high holy day, this special Sabbath, beginning the 7-day feast, we're gathered together to fulfill the command to participate in a memorial of the coming out of slavery, the redemption out of a death sentence. Tonight we celebrate our own liberation from the world and the gifts that we have received through his priceless calling. So as we celebrate physically this night with fellowship and with food, keep all of these things in mind, the significance of what you're doing. You have much to celebrate, much in which to thank God for his divine intervention to call us to this marvelous way of life.
The Church of God the Eternal has just presented a message by Mr. John Brisby for the night to be much observed, April 22nd, 2016.